Hey everyone, this is your host Simarjeet Singh, and you are listening to the season 4 of International Voices at Queen's. This podcast is recorded on the territory of Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee.
Welcome to another episode of International Voices at Queen's. In this episode, I'll be interviewing a PhD candidate from Brazil. Hi, Giovanni. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I am Giovanni Brito, a PhD student in the Department of Chemistry. Thank you, Simarjeet, for having me.
So what motivates you to pursue a PhD at Queen's University, and how did your background in Brazil influence this decision to come to Queen's?
Yes, of course. Well, the main reason why I came to Canada is just because I wanted to continue my studies. I finished my master's degree almost 10 years ago, and then I started working as a college teacher in Brazil, and I spent many, many years working there. And I kind of felt that it was the right time to like move further with mm-hmm. my career. So that was like the biggest motivation that I would have. I don't know. Also, I always had this special passion for Canada. I don't know, for some reason, I wanted to live abroad mm-hmm. and specifically here in Canada. So maybe it's another layer of interest why I moved to Canada. And why not accessing, you know, a high level education? I've been so like thrilled into having so many different and, you know, amazing opportunities to connect to people and learn new stuff. So it goes kind of around those points. And yes, I mean, I'm so happy right now at where I am in my career. So this is a little bit of my initial motivations to pursue a PhD here in Canada. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that you are happy with life has brought you now. It's something that a lot of people struggle with because they feel like they have to be somewhere else and they forget to live in the moment. So it's nice to hear that you have worked hard and found yourself in a position where you feel content.
That's right.
How was those 10 years period looking like? Because you came back to education after such a long period. How did that look like for you?
Well, to be honest, the 10 years before, prior to moving to Canada, I was also a lot happy because like in Brazil, in some situations, it is very difficult mm-hmm. to find an opportunity. And I was living in the capital city of Brazil, which is even more challenging to find opportunities. But hopefully I was able to manage and actually be hired by the Ministry of Education. So it was actually a pretty interesting position,
yeah.
right? I had nothing to complain, right? I was happy in teaching people. I love interacting with people. I used to teach at the high school level and the undergrad level. It wasn't too much of a research. But then, you know, as the years went by, I started to be like, it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I believe my career, I need to, you know, create new opportunities. And I had that feeling of at the back of my head, hey, it's time to live abroad. I need some experience abroad. And especially because I have kids. So I wanted to give them also the opportunity
yeah.
to, you know, live a different culture, to maybe learn a new language. So all these factors kind of like combined to me really focusing on moving to Canada. Yeah, so that's basically in a nutshell like how it worked for me.
You mentioned about bringing your kids over here and the whole journey so far. How did you find a social support or some network here that was very viable and really helped you establish connections within the Queen's community, and how has that affected your academic and professional journey?
It's an interesting question because when I was still in Brazil, I was super nervous about how it would be living in Canada mm-hmm. in a different country, you know, different weather and all that. And I'm happy to tell you that Quick actually was a really good resource when I was still in Brazil. I would frequently send emails asking lots of questions, things related to, I don't know, maybe visa stuff or housing. It's always a big concern. From that very first moment, I was like, oh my goodness, we have amazing resources available at this institution. And I was like already like in love for Queen's. I mean, people were responding to my emails, being really supportive and giving me access to a lot of extra resources. I then started to like digging more into the available available, mostly online resources, right? That's what I had back then. I can also tell you within my department too, we have, it's a team, Queen's Graduate Chemistry Society. So, and then they have a international representative. It's basically a person that helps international students. That person, she was very helpful as well, providing me with additional resources and also like helping me out of, for example, one thing that was really challenging for me was the payment plan that we have here at Queen's, mm-hmm. right? So, and they helped me understand like what was going on. So these kind of resources were really, really helpful for me. My lab mates, of course, definitely. Most of them are Canadian people, mm-hmm. so they helped me settle down smoothly, mm-hmm. you know, and understanding like the culture. And not less important, my supervisor. He was a really important figure so far in my career, right? Not only teaching me how to do research, but teaching me that take it easy. Research is kind of challenging, but he was really helpful in always trying to create a good environment, super welcoming, even for me, a guy coming from abroad, but I didn't feel different. I was part of the crew, you know, this kind of atmosphere was amazing. So those points kind of like summarize, you know, like my feelings about being connected to the community, you know, learning from them, and maybe, you know, sharing a little bit of what I had to share.
It's really nice to hear that you found so many people who made you feel included. And they never made you feel like, oh, you're a different person coming into the group.
Yes, absolutely. I even joke about it from day zero. Because as I told you, when I was still in Brazil, I was already connected yeah. to people. Actually, before moving to Canada, there was a Brazilian friend who was in the group. So this person, he was also really helpful, giving me some extra tips about the culture. I don't know, for some reason, I was really worried about the culture. Am I fitting into this? I don't want to like mess up anything. I really want to strive the right way. You know? So this person, he was really helpful too. So I feel so glad about it. I was able to thrive. Now I feel more settled and comfortable.
So you mentioned that you have that society and then Quick also helped. What are some other campus resources or departments that really helped you in your academic journey and your professional career?
Yes. As I mentioned before, Simarjeet, I love teaching. I spent 10 years of my life teaching, right? So one of the first things that I kind of like searched here at Queen's was this teaching center. Do we have any teaching center or something like that? And that's when I found out the Center for Teaching and Learning. So I started to, you know, take advantage of the many resources that they have available. We are talking about CTL. So I've attended some conferences, lots of seminars. I learned so many cool things. So for example, I didn't know, I promise you, about the teaching dossier. At least from my perspective, we don't have that in Brazil, for example. So, and I think this is an amazing tool. Every people that is into teaching, I believe they should have teaching dossier and also a teaching philosophy. In others, it has kind of a long name. It's the International Student Chapter of the American Chemical Society. It's a small group of people that basically strives for inclusivity in the chemical space, right? I'm actually happy to tell you that I am now part of this team. So it's an amazing team. The reason why I tell about this team is not only because I'm now part of it. They've helped me with things like how to excel in your research. They host annual events, amazing events, by the way, I would say. Other than that, I would mention the student chapter of the CIC, which is the Chemical Industry of Canada. They've also host annual events, most of them directed towards professional development. So by participating on some of these activities, for example, I've already got a TA position at the Royal Military College of Canada. Yes, I've more recently, I became a Green Chemistry Commitment mm-hmm. Ambassador. Mm-hmm. So I am now currently working for this US-based company, Beyond Benign, which teaches people about green chemistry and sustainability. It was another opportunity that I got from these interactions with these actual resources at mm-hmm. Queen's. So yes, we just need to like, you know, not being afraid, ask people what's going on and be a part of it. Really put yourself into doing things.
So for international students considering pursuing a PhD, not only in chemistry, but anything else, at Queen's specifically, what are some key pieces of advice you would offer based on your own experiences? Like you shared a little bit so far, to like elaborate further, what do you wish you had known before you started your journey?
Okay, for me, the academic requirements, that was something really big for me, like understanding, okay, usually it's published on Queen's website or on your faculty's website, but I think this is something that prospective students, they must know about it. Things like the number of mandatory courses that you need to fulfill to get your degree, whether there is a mandatory seminar program, whether you have a comprehensive examination as part of your requirements. And other than these academic things, I believe being aware of the actual opportunities. As I mentioned before in the previous questions, lots of my achievements, they happen because I consider myself a curious person. So I'm constantly asking people what's going on. I'm constantly, you know, checking websites and all that. So I believe that was really helpful for me. One thing, it's always a good idea to have a good financial plan, especially coming from abroad. You know, paying for your rent, it's a huge challenge. So you have to have all those things really clear before moving to Canada. Things like groceries, health insurance. If you have family, it's another layer of challenges, right? So one thing that I wish I knew beforehand was like how cold it would be. It was actually a funny story. I thought I was gonna die because I come from Brazil, right? It's a tropical country.
Yeah.
I am used to like 25 degrees to 30 degrees. But actually it wasn't that terrible. I survived and I actually kind of liked it. But to be honest, I still think I might go outside during the winter to practice some winter sport.
I guess skiing is something that you're looking ahead to in your time in Canada. On that topic, considering we are closing in on the recording, how do you see your experience at Queen's shaping for your future careers, and what are your aspirations after completing your PhD? So like, how do you plan to use all these skills and knowledge that you have gained so far to all your endeavors in the future?
Well, Simarjeet, as I mentioned before moving to Canada, I used to work for the Ministry of Education. Actually, my plans are to come back to my home country and to give back to my community. My initial plan of being more qualified, I believe after my PhD, I'll have that goal achieved. Hopefully, I'll be more equipped with new knowledge, new technologies, things that I can possibly share with my community back in Brazil. I actually, before moving to Canada, I left some unfinished projects in Brazil, and I want to come back to those, most of them related to like education, and especially now that I am super strongly connected to the US community, to the Canadian community. That is something that I don't think I will lose anytime soon, right? So I really want to take advantage of those connections that I've made during my time at Queen's. And again, hopefully come back to my home country and continue my projects that I had before moving. Hopefully in my home institution in Brazil too, we have an amazing research structure, actually. Yeah, so we have really nice pieces of equipment to do research and the things that I am doing here at Queen's. So hopefully I'll be able to continue doing those again with the goal of helping, you know, my country. Not only that, I believe I might be exploring leadership roles. I believe really giving back to my community. It's my like word that I would have right now. Yeah.
This podcast aims to support members of the university community with intercultural realities. It also serves as a resource for those who seek to better understand the experiences of individuals with intercultural and multilingual realities. This episode is produced by Queen's University International Center and Student Academic Success Services. Music for our podcast series was created by Kingston musician and Santur performer Sadaf Amini. I would like to thank her for sharing her unique tunes with us. You can find out more about her music on our website www.sadafamini.ca. Also, thank you to the CF Farsi Radio team for their support. My mentors and thinking partners in the project were Zidia Skulstad and Alicia Fosner. I appreciate their guidance. I would like to close this episode by acknowledging that as an international student enrolled in Bachelor's of Arts in Sociology, I'm grateful to be able to live, learn, and play on the lands of Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabeg people. Thank you for listening.